pulled all this together. And hired a hall, set up things. That was done. And we invited, made an invitation, made the logistics. Experiencing a feeling of something was given, something was offered that didn't have to happen. You know. It's just a feeling of, oh yeah. Then, somebody came up, gave some teachings, and it didn't have to happen, offered. You can kind of keep widening it to food, the time we shared together, the people who asked questions. Oh, that was nice. Help remind me of something. So just looking around, widening one's attention span, feeling a sense of the gratitude for the Dhamma. And of course, you can in your daily life continue that to people who support you, parents, and just those aspects that fit that particular description. Of course, all of us can be irritating to each other. But we're just looking into that particular, using attention in that particular way, because that's what's most supportive for our practice of our lives. And what's that feel like? A gift. Listening, offering your questions and comments. Always, it's the way I learn things from trying to get understanding what people need to know, what needs to be explained, and helps me to learn and to look into my own mind. So this is the end of this thing. And this particular period, it always felt a bit short, which is this is quite. But maybe some few points you could remember, take with you, use, because it doesn't happen in a day. Again, the pausing, frame of reference, the body, pausing, posing the questions, a couple of questions, and the sense is you take the question as a concept. What's happening, where am I, and you try to get to the felt the feeling. So it's not just when I'm in Bayswater or something. Settle my concept into the here and how am I? Try to even avoid the words, but just get the felt the feeling of it. Because you're moving from concept to feeling and perception. That's the important journey. We can all do concepts and they just go round and round. Feeling is where it really counts. Yeah. And it's a feeling that you expand your awareness of that feeling to your body. You feel settling with that. And then there's a place of ceasing, which means things are no longer charging or flattening or doing whatever they were doing. You have a place where you feel yourself. That's where the response will come from. Always comes from the ending, the ceasing or the resting or the putting things to rest. It comes doesn't come from fixing, changing, thinking things through. It doesn't come from that. So the notice these deflection patterns which take you away from it. One is zoning out, one is suddenly changing topic, one is even going into thinking. I've got a problem, let me think about it. Well, that isn't the way you're going to solve it, because otherwise you'd have solved it by now. Let me think about it just means contract your attention away from your feeling. And you want to do the opposite, just don't think about it. You know, go, don't know about it. Go a bit confused about it. Lose clarity. Increase empathy. You know. Because the answer, the solutions come out of the, that's where the response comes from. It's really lovely. Really lovely. So, best wishes to everyone and hope we meet again.